am I dressed differently than most of the people here this morning? What do you think? How's the pastor dressed? He's wearing a purple shirt and a tie, but what am I wearing? I'm dressed to do something different than go to church, aren't I, right? I'm dressed to do a certain kind of job. You know what kind of job that might be? What would I be doing if I'm dressed up like this? Maybe this could be a clue as to what I'm going to do. Yeah. So one of the things I do is I heat my home with wood sometimes in the wintertime, or I use some wood to help offset the cost of the electricity. And I need to cut down trees to do that. And I realize that my wood pile is getting a little low. I've gotten enough to finish this winter up. But I told the men's group that met the other day, we had a prayer breakfast, and I said, you know what, I need to get to find another tree to cut up for winter, for next winter. And Pastor Vasily said, you know what, I have a tree you can have. You just need to cut it down. So I said, okay. So I went out and I took a look at his tree. And actually, he said, I've got two trees. And the one tree I knew I could cut down, but the other tree I wasn't sure if I could cut down because I didn't know if I had the equipment to do it safely. But you know what? Brother Steve, last Sabbath, he said, you know what? I've spent a lot of time working in the woods. And I said, Steve, could you come look at this tree and tell me what you think of it? And Brother Steve, by the way, the last Sunday before, I went ahead and I cut down that other tree, right? So it was laying, and I had actually wanted it to fall one way, and because of the way I cut it, it fell a different way, and it fell into this little gully, this little valley. And so when Steve came the next Sunday, which was last Sunday, he came to look at this tree, and he said, Jim, I don't think that you have the equipment to cut that tree down safely. So you know what? I listened to Steve. I didn't cut that tree down. But Steve was there, and he helped me. He helped me get the other tree out of the gully because he used his pickup truck, and we had a chain, and we were able to pull those pieces of logs out of that gully, so that saved us a lot of work. Well, you know what? While I was working, you always want to have the right equipment so you can be safe in what you're doing and you can have the right tools. And this part of my saw is called the bar. It's called a bar. It's like a blade, right? And it's held on by these two nuts. So you see the picture there of the gully where the tree fell down. I'm working in that gully. I'm cutting up the log into smaller parts so Steve can pull it out with his pickup. And all of a sudden, I notice my chain was kind of loose. That's no problem. That happens when you're cutting wood. And so I went up to go tighten up my chain, and I noticed that one of these nuts was missing. You see these little nuts here that hold the bar on? There's two of them. Well, one of them was missing. Well, you really need two. I don't know how safe it is to cut with one, but I was going to just go ahead and keep trying to cut. But I said a little prayer. I said, Lord, I really need that nut because I don't know how safe it is for me to run this saw with only one of these holding this bar in place. And so I walked back down into the gully with my saw, and I'm looking around getting ready to cut, and I looked down, and guess what I saw right at my feet? I saw that very nut that was missing. And I said, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
In the midst of a pile of sawdust, mind you.
Sawdust, you see all the leaves and things? That was what was down in that gully, and I just happened to look down. So does God care about the little things?
Yes.
He does. So I put on all of this equipment to let you know that God has given us a work to do as well, and he's equipped us. He said that told us to put on the whole armor of God, which involves putting on the belt of truth and the helmet of righteousness and taking the shield of faith and these other things, which is kind of like this equipment I have to keep me safe. And but even when we do that, sometimes things can happen. We can make mistakes. We can lose things. But God cares about the little things, and he cares about the little things in your life. When you lose something, you can pray to the Lord, and you can ask him to help you find it as well.